Meeting the Challenge by Tina Dean, based on a true story. Put your trust in that spirit which leadeth to do good. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 11, Verse 12. Aubrey unzipped her polka dot backpack and picked up the Book of Mormon that was lying on her bed.
Are you almost ready?
Mom called. Almost, Aubrey said. She put the book carefully inside her backpack and knelt down.
Heavenly Father, please help me to find someone to give this to, she prayed.
Last week, the missionaries had given Aubrey's family the challenge to give someone a Book of Mormon, and Aubrey had felt that she could help. Aubrey finished her prayer and walked into the living room.
Okay, let's go,
Mom said. Aubrey jumped into the back seat of the van. She was excited to be going to the temple again with Mom and Dad. She was just old enough to participate in baptisms for the dead, and she loved the peaceful feeling she got inside the temple. This time, though, she was also excited to share the gospel with someone. But finding someone was harder than Aubrey thought it would be. The drive took 3 hours, but Dad didn't stop anywhere except at a gas station, and Aubrey stayed inside the van. At the temple, everyone already knew about the Book of Mormon. Afterward, when Mom and Dad took Aubrey to a restaurant and a bookstore, Aubrey didn't feel the Spirit telling her to share the Book of Mormon with anyone she saw. When she got into the van to head home, Aubrey felt a little sad, but she knew that if she kept praying, someday the Lord would help her to be a missionary. Then suddenly Dad pulled the van over. They were having car trouble.
We'll pull into this gas station and see if we can find help,
Dad said. As he parked, a big white truck with a flat tire pulled up beside them. A woman got out of the truck and looked at her tire. Aubrey saw how sad she looked. The Spirit whispered that this was someone Aubrey could share the gospel with. Aubrey got out to watch Dad help the woman change her tire. The woman said she had recently gotten divorced. She didn't know if her children would be able to live with her. Aubrey ran to the van and pulled the Book of Mormon out of her backpack.
Mom, will you give this to that lady?
Aubrey asked. Mom smiled.
That's a good idea, but I think you should give it to her.
Aubrey felt a little shy, but then she remembered how she felt when she read the Book of Mormon. She wanted the woman to have that good feeling, too. Aubrey walked over to Dad just as the woman was getting back into her truck.
Wait, I thought you might want to read this. It's my favorite book, and I know it's true,
Aubrey said. The woman looked a little surprised, but she smiled.
Thank you,
she said, and she took the book. Aubrey went back to the van feeling relieved. She climbed inside and told Mom what happened.
I'm glad you prayed to be a missionary,
Mom said.
Now let's pray for help so we can get home safely.
Yes, Aubrey agreed, because prayer works.
End of the story, Meeting the Challenge,